kick it in the head when he was 25. Speed jive, don't wanna stay alive when you're 25. And when you're stealing clothes from Marks and Sparks, and Freddy's got spots from ripping up the stars from his face, funky little boat race. The television man is crazy, same with juvenile delinquent Rex. Oh man, I need TV when I got T-Rex. Oh brother, you can't, I'm a dude man.
Oh, the young dudes.
Hey, dudes.
Carry the news.
Where are you?
Go, go, go,
stand up.
Spot. Carry the news. Oh, the young dudes.
I want to hear you.
So carry the news.
I want to see you.
Go, go, go,
I want to talk to you.
Carry
all of you.
Now.
He's in the street because he dresses like a queen, but he can kick like a mule. It's a real mean team, but we can love. Oh, yes, we can love. And my brother's back at home with his Beatles and his Stones. We never got it off on that revolution stove. What a drag. Too many snacks. Nah, I drunk a lot of wine and I'm feeling fine. Gotta raise some cap to bed.
How do you feel? Clay Pigeon with your Dusty Show, 6 minutes after six here in Jersey City, New Jersey, USA, the whole country, the whole nation, the whole world mourning the loss of David Jones, David Bowie. Fabio's here with me. Hey, Fab.
Hello.
Remember people used to say Bowie? David Bowie.
Well, in England, I've heard them
say
Bowie.
Like Boogie.
No, they say Bowie. Bowie.
Yeah. I can't hang with that.
It's really odd.
It's really wrong. Yeah. Fab, I'm playing low here in the background, Subtream, and I heard earlier, and I was like, oh, man, Fab's using low for his background.
Well, it's instrumental. It kind of works, you know.
Let me get the phone down. We need people to call. And I mean, I know we're 4 days in.
Yeah.
So things are changing slowly.
Well, I think it'll be interesting to get some perspective from listeners to see what their thoughts are and what you know, he meant to them, you know.
I agree. Can you guys call 201-209-9368 and share your thoughts about David Bowie, how you feel about his passing, maybe when you were introduced to him in your life. Maybe you didn't like him at all. A favorite song, a favorite album. Talk about Bowie and how you're feeling out there. We have heard all the DJs talk about it.
Yeah.
All the pundits on the TV and the radio, online.
Give the number out.
You do it, because when you do it, things happen.
Oh, is that
Fabio,
right?
They like you, man.
Is that right?
Yeah.
201-209-9368 is the number to call. Call us and let's talk about Bowie.
Let's talk, man. How are you feeling about Bowie? Talk to us.
Oh, man. I'm feeling the loss for sure. It's heavy. You know, there's a lot of grief. But you know what? Let me just say, I'm 28 years old, and I've seen The Labyrinth, and I grew up with classic rock, and, you know, so my father has exposed me to that type of music my whole life. And I'm at a point in my life, actually, where I'm making a huge transition, and for some reason, the awareness of Bowie and his life and everything he's done and what he's about and his creative talent, his artistic views and his spirituality that he holds behind it has given me so much inspiration, I cannot tell you.
And you're only 28.
Yes, sir. I'm changing my life quite a bit right now, and I'm in a place where I needed to find confidence in my creative ability, my intellect, my awareness, etc. And, you know, hearing people like him is very reassuring. Hearing his lifestyle, hearing the things he stood for, etc. It kind of gives you a hope that isn't really present nowadays.
Thanks, man. Thanks for checking in.
Definitely. Take care.
Dusty Show, anybody there?
Hello?
Hi, how you doing?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
Where were you when you got the news? How did you get the news?
Well, I heard from a friend who lives in London.
Mm-hmm.
A very vague post. And I was like, oh no. So I Googled something, and this is around like 5 a.m. And I find out, and like, oh no, I thought it was like a joke before. I couldn't believe it. Because I just listened to Black Star, and I had just seen the video, and it was just really chilling.
You like that new Black Star, Bob? Do you like the video?
I do.
It's great, isn't it?
It's fantastic.
Bob, could I use your background song?
Go ahead.
He's singing. You can't have singing that.
No, there's like four cuts, you know. It doesn't matter. They're not my songs.
That's good. Are you still there, Lister?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's your favorite Bowie album or song?
Well, I really like Low just because...
Low.
Like, you can either use it to work or to, like, paint. I mean, I'm an artist. I'm an art teacher.
Fantastic. What age are your students?
They're high school, so our whole department was like, oh, no. And they were like, who is that guy?
Who is that guy?
Or they heard Golden Years because I played it, and they were like, oh, that guy. I was like, oh, my God, I'm old.
What do you want to say? Hey, we got a Christmas tree here. What do you want to say to folks who are hurting out there about Bowie?
Well, I just want to say that what really touched me about him was that it never felt like someone was telling him what to do. He just kind of created constantly. And
yeah.
All the way up until the end.
That's,
you know,
actually very
really
true.
Him.
Yeah.
So thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right. Take care. See, Fab, cutting him off, Fab.
Sorry.
Now, Fabio is here. He's going to be, as far as I know, here with me for the duration. You were just checking your email over there, looking at that cell phone.
Well, I feel like, you know, you have it under control, and I have, you know, more pertinent things.
With you, man. Hey, let's play a little Bowie. Come right back.
Yeah.
We'll answer all these calls.
Oh, there's a lot of calls.
Yeah, but...
No, do what you want. Go ahead. Play Bowie. That's great.
This is a live version of Cracked Actor.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
From what concert?
I don't know, man. I got on the internet somewhere. This is great. Clay Pigeon with you, Dusty Show. Fabio's sitting in. We're talking David Bowie. We'll take callers in just a couple of minutes. Look at the tree, Fab.
Did you mention Mott the Hoople?
They're going to sing. Hold on. I come on a few years from my Hollywood highs. The best of the last. I mean, a star. Still for my legend, the films that I made. Forget that I'm 50 'cause you just got paid. Crack, baby, crack, show me you're real. Smack, baby, smack is all that you feel. Suck, baby, suck, Marcel loves this song. Hello, everybody, AccuPlaylist. I'm seeing you there. Always glad to see you. And boy wants us to, he wants us to get down. Listen to Rano. Light them up.
Fabio.
Did you mention that David Bowie wrote and gave...
You don't have to tell FMU listeners that Bowie wrote all the young... They know.
Do they?
Yeah, you don't insult them.
Not insulting anybody. Come on, you're the DJ.
Fabio, seeing you has buoyed my spirits. I've been down all week. I came in. There's your mug.
Are you calling me, like, you know, entertainment for yourself?
Kinda.
You calling me a clown? Is that what you're calling
and
me?
And the listeners out there, let's take a call. Let's go right at them. Is anybody there?
Yeah, hi. How's it going?
You sound like you're on a football phone.
I'm on Route 15 North.
Route 15 North. That sounds
like,
sounds like a Springsteen song, man. Bowie, did you always love him, or are you jumping on the bandwagon?
No, I guess, you know, like, I'm 52, so I guess, like, everybody around our age, you know, you couldn't avoid him in the 70s. But I think so much has been said, as you guys were talking about before, it's hard to think of something new to add to it. Other than just the fact that I think from a musical standpoint, he just allowed people to make fresh statements in unusual ways, you know, like getting drummers to do interesting things without necessarily doing drummy things.
But man,
you know,
getting
guitar players to play solos that are not blues based necessarily, but
dude,
you know.
Did you feel anything?
Do I feel anything? Yeah, I actually got to talk to him for about an hour and a half once, and that left me, I was just so impressed with his humanity, his sense of humor, and his, I mean, people mentioned use the words like, you know, otherworldly and stuff, you know, all these cliches that get thrown around, but I think it's the opposite.
That's a little bit much.
He was just so human.
Do you know Fabio? Do you listen to Fabio on the radio?
Yeah, I listen to Fabio, especially like the 10 or 20 minutes in between the end of his show and the beginning of yours. It's the best.
So once I'm introduced,
right? That's really all it's about.
Man, but you know what? The minute Fabio leaves and it's just me, it dips down again.
It dips down.
Not quite as far. But
I had a question for you guys.
Okay, man.
Yeah.
You know that that Ian Hunter rap at the end of All the Young Dudes? I never heard the story behind that. Was that improvised?
I think it was.
Or what's that all about?
I think it, I don't exactly know. I don't exactly know.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I do know that Bowie wrote that song and gave it to him. And that was like probably their biggest hit.
Oh, they loved it. He also offered him Suffragette City.
Oh, did he?
But they chose Dudes. They said when they heard Dudes, that was it. They knew.
Well, it's good.
And he brought him out of Mothballs. They had broken up.
Yeah.
Everybody knows this stuff. Bob, we're rehashing. Listener,
I didn't know they were supposed to do Suffragette City.
Listener, what's your message of peace and joy to our listeners?
Peace and joy. Just keep your heads and don't let those who think that the road ahead is to keep people from being together. Try just be together with people one way or another. Find an old way to just connect with people, and we'll all be all right.
Do you sing at all?
Do I sing?
Yeah.
No, I don't sing. I play drums.
Can you hold one note, though? Keep singing, man. Keep on singing. You're going to be a star someday. You're going to make a lot of people happy when they come to hear you play. The great Helen Reddy, she's gone too.
Lovely. Thank you.
When did she check out?
No, she's still around.
I was wondering, what the hell are you talking about?
She's not listening.
Oh, man. Get your stuff straight, man.
Okay. Thanks, caller.
Thank you. Bye.
One thing, and I'm sorry, caller. I act so brusque. It's not my style. I appreciate these calls. When you go, you're going to go to hell and ready.
Oh, that was really unnecessary.
That was so bad.
That was really unnecessary. Come on.
Is anybody there?
Yeah.
Who's this?
Yeah, this is Mike. How you guys doing?
Good, Mike. Are you a Bowie fan?
Yeah, I am digging the tribute. Last night I went to a karaoke bar up in Burlington, Vermont, and every other song we did, Bowie, it was great.
Wow, that's cool.
Oh, man. How old are you?
Oh, I'm 58.
So you're right in the pocket there.
Oh, yeah. I'm like Clay. I never got to see him live. One time back, I think it was in the 80s, we bought tickets, and we had to drive about 60 miles to go see the show. And I got about probably about halfway, and then my car threw a darn fan belt. Oh. And so we're stuck on the side of the highway.
And here comes Bowie.
And I ended up spending the night with some old friends and partying with them. Never got to go to the show.
I wanted you to say, and all of a sudden a limo
pulled up and
this,
helped you out.
This thin white
no,
arm.
But, you know, it's funny. I've always told my wife, I was like, you know, I never got to see Bowie. And just last weekend, I was flipping through the channels, and here's this Ziggy Stardust video on the one of his music channels. So I recorded it, and then she don't really like that kind of music. So I was like, well, I'll just wait and watch it. And the next morning, I couldn't sleep. I got up about 5 a.m. and I watched this whole concert. It was fabulous, just everything I always imagined, you know.
Yeah.
And then that very morning, my wife, she's on the internet where he had passed away. I was like, wow, I finally got to see him in concert.
Oh, man. I don't know. Are you sad at all? You sound happy.
No, it can't be sad because, oh, my gosh, this people like that, they just go on and on. It's like a star, man, right?
Can you sing, man?
Like a star, man.
Can you sing?
Oh, yeah, I can sing. You know what my favorite song is?
What?
Rock and Roll Suicide.
All right.
Sing it, man.
The last song they sang on the concert with the Spiders. I love the Spiders.
Can you just do a little a cappella?
Oh, heck yeah.
Do it.
Let's see.
Time takes a cigarette.
Time gives you a cigarette. Puts it in your mouth. Pull on your finger and a finger and then a cigarette. By the way, the calling, and you linger, and you forget.
Let's do the drums, Bob.
You're rock and roll suicide.
Ba 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 ba.
Yeah, man. The snarling.
What's your what?
Yes. The day breaks.
Get out of it.
Oh no.
Oh man, thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Let's play another one. You know what I got?
What?
I got some Johnny Cougar.
Johnny Cougar.
Yeah,
okay.
Singing the man who sold the world.
Okay.
I think they brought him to New York, Visconti, Maine man. They wanted to try and mold him in that thing, and then he rebelled against it. Went back to Indiana to Mellencamp,
mm-hmm.
wrote that pop singer song about the experience. This is Johnny Cougar
mm-hmm.
and his probably a demo. Man Who Sold the World, Dusty Show, Fabio sitting in. This is exciting. It's the TNP on FMU. We'll be around till 7, then Hardy White's Miracle Nutrition, the whole package, Fabio.
We passed up on the stairs. We spoke of was and where.
201-209-9368. That's the number. We got a 75% of a tree fulfill for us.
I laughed and shook his hand and made my way back home. I searched for farm and land for years and years I roamed. I gazed a gazely stare at all the millions here. We must have died alone a long, long time ago. Who knows? Not me.
Want to sing it with him, Bob?
We no.
Clap. Come on, man.
That's my least favorite thing when, you know, when there's a show and, you know, the artists are, all right, everybody clap
Why?
Together. I don't like
it's,
that.
It's communal. It
yeah,
keep,
I don't.
It keeps
I don't.
You from being antisocial.
No, I don't like that.
Your face to face with the man who sold the world.
Bob, they're being mean to him. Bargain bin Brian Ferry.
Oh, man. Okay.
You heard, you do a lot of moan-ins, I noticed.
Moan-ins?
You moan into your breaks.
I'll go. It's the Elvis, channeling Elvis there. I wanted to play the Elvis Black Star. Maybe I'll do that next week. You know, there was a song called Black Star, and there's this whole thing that, you know.
People didn't like that.
Didn't like what?
Yeah.
Johnny Cougar?
Acua comments. Glenn says, it burns. Coelacant says, I could get along without ever hearing this. Rich in Washington said, this is worse than Donny Osmond's cover of Fame.
Oh, yeah.
You know that one?
Donny and Marie, yeah.
V. Priceless says, ha, this blows. Ha, ha, this blows.
Yeah, why he would do that song is kind of...
Marcel hates clapping, too.
Yeah, that, good. I'm glad to hear that. Thanks, Marcel.
You guys are cold, man. Bowie clapped. You don't clap.
No, man. Oh, I clap for the artists when they perform, yeah, but I don't do that. Everybody, let's get into it. Yeah, no, I don't... That's so... To me, that's really... There's something really bogus about that.
Dusty Show, line 3, action 3. Who's there?
This is Peter from Glen Ridge.
Peter,
Glen
the old
Ridge.
Pumpkin eater from Glen Ridge. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. Let me say one thing. I just learned this last night from somebody who knows Carlos Alomar. He's half black, half Puerto Rican.
Yeah.
Okay, just to fill that in.
Yeah.
And the Berlin trilogy is Heroes, Low, and Lodger.
Yes.
Right. I was mistaken earlier. I mentioned Scary Monsters
right.
in that context.
What I noticed
context.
Was that those three... he doesn't do any covers for those. But when you get to Scary Monsters, he does Kingdom, When the Kingdom Comes. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't do any covers on the trilogy. Just an observation I made about that.
Okay.
Oh, here's another observation you're talking about.
Wait.
Go ahead.
You know Carlos Shalimar?
No, I spoke to a man last night who went to some...
A friend?
He met him, whatever, and I said, is he Spanish? Or he said he's half black, half Puerto Rican.
Yeah.
Did you ever meet David Bowie?
No, but I did see him in concert. I had the fire extinguishers, Kitty? They had a booth at Madison Square Garden, and I had the booth.
Oh.
I saw him once in a club.
He did?
Yeah.
Yeah. He used to hang out in New York at these clubs.
The like Odeon.
Well, that was a restaurant.
Yeah, but did you ever hear that he hung out there? Because I made the connection that, well, now knowing he lived, whatever.
Yeah, I try to include me once in a while. I wasn't from around here.
No, I just saw him from a distance. He was at this club called Harrah's back in 1980.
Harrah's, Reno. Harrah's,
hey. No. It's in New York.
Yeah.
Harrah's.
This other club that he could have been at. That's on Great Jones Street. But here's another connection I just made as I was listening. Panic in Detroit.
Yeah.
Think of the feel of that song. Adam Ant, completely, his style is completely based on that percussion thing from Panic in Detroit.
Mm.
So if you play it, you'll say, that's where Adam Ant's entire shtick is based on that.
All of it. The whole new romantic thing, the broken ankle.
The broken ankle.
Later troubles. Oh, my God.
The broken ankle.
No, there's
ankle.
What's the word?
What?
What's the word for someone who kind of is a satellite? Like Jobriath, what was he to Bowie? What's the word?
A
for
wannabe?
Well, that's
acolyte.
Is it acolyte? Acolyte?
Acolyte?
No.
Like, neophyte?
You know what a broken ankle is? Or in Greek, Oedipus means swollen ankle. But just by the way, I don't know why I thought of that.
I don't know. Achilles.
Achilles, there's a common thing in mythology. But I guess his mother also held on to him by his ankle. It means swollen ankle, Oedipus.
What do you
or
wish?
Swollen foot.
What do you wish you could have done with David Bowie? If you had, he said, I'm yours for 3 hours. How would you entertain him?
How would I entertain him? I think I would just, I'm really intrigued by his compositional styles that he did with Eno, for instance, mm-hmm. the song Blackout. Yeah. What it is it's one chord progression and it repeats, and it only goes from verse to chorus because he changes the melody over it. So you work on past, but then the chorus is, if you won't stay. The same chord.
But you're alienating many of our listeners who don't understand the complexity.
It's all right.
No,
it's
I mean,
not
the idea of repeating those chords.
Can
I mean,
you just stop?
With
God.
Look back in anger. Just repeating
Man.
Them, but varying the melody.
Just sing something. Sing one of Bowie's songs for us. Sing a line from one of them. Any of them.
How about, you know who I am, he said.
What's that, Fob?
Let's look back in
Manish
an
Boys?
Just look back in anger,
look
I think.
Look back in anger.
Oh, see, I don't know. I know a few of the hits.
That's a great
In other words, you're a dilettante.
Where's that from? That's from Lodger.
I love him, man. Did somebody ask me how I feel?
There's two songs on Lodger that the chord progression is reverse.
Red
of,
Sails.
Of two other songs
Mixolydian,
on that album.
Mixolydian, Dystopian. I can't take it. Hey, man. Say the name breeds of bird. Species of bird.
Actually, as shaken like a leaf. He uses that metaphor in four different songs.
That's great. Thanks, caller. Sorry, we had to move along.
I'm sorry, too, man. I'm so manic, aren't I?
You are. You can't focus on one thing for like more than 2 minutes.
I get an hour.
No, forget about
Look,
the
you
hour.
Get 3
forget
hours.
About
I'm
the
gonna
hour.
Come over there. And
forget about the hour.
Level you.
When if we're hanging out like somewhere else, you know, 3 hours will go by. You can't focus for 1 second on anything. You jump around to like. We're talking about, you know, squares, and you'll start talking about circles.
These are Musser marimbas with yarn.
Exactly. Exactly.
Hey, Fats, Corky. Can't help it, Corky. Oh, God. I love you, Fabio. This is fun, isn't it?
It's great.
Yeah. Is anybody there?
Yeah, how you doing?
He's so patient. How you doing, man?
Good, Chris from the Perth Amboy.
Chris,
all
is
right.
It wrong for Fabio to goof around, for us to goof around here and be light?
No, I'm so thrilled to be talking to you. You know, you played that great Art Garfunkel song last week that I haven't heard in years.
That isn't
99
that
Miles from L.A.?
I love that one. And Breakaway is another great
yeah,
one from
you,
that.
You also play Yanni, so we'll go 50-50.
I know, harsh. But I try to not necessarily play stuff I love anymore. Mm-hmm. It's better for me.
Or that other people love, either.
To find the good in what we think is bad. There were some really moments in that Yanni that I could have looped around, the really sophisticated transitions mm-hmm. from one part of the song mm-hmm. to the. He wasn't fooling around. Linda Evans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was. Yeah, I wonder if he's still with her. Is she still around? Yeah,
he was married to Linda Evans?
Yes, he was. He's
wow.
not anymore.
Why would she marry him?
Because he was handsome.
Was
he? He was talented. He was wealthy and popular.
He used to do concerts at the Acropolis and all these old
concerts at the Acropolis.
You know, there's a rumor that he played on FMU back in the 70s.
At
alive?
FMU.
Here. Yeah,
that'd be awesome. He's great, man. He's like these guys, Josh Groban and all these guys. They're good. There's a reason why they're loved by millions.
Well.
Just stuck up, Bob.
So, two observations about Bowie, if I could. Is
yes.
The killer guitarists he used to have here.
Oh, oh, many great guitarists.
Adrian Belew.
Adrian Belew.
There we go. You're
Mick,
my age.
Mick
How
Ronson.
Old are you?
Mick Ronson used to have a 200-watt Marshall amp.
200.
Crazy, you know?
And it went to 12, not just 11.
Yeah, 200 is as big as they come.
Yeah.
And apparently he had a big falling out with Stevie Ray Vaughan. He was going to give him his big break.
Yeah.
He was going to tour with them, and apparently David was a little bit frugal with his musicians.
Mm.
And they couldn't come to an agreement. They were apparently on financial.
Mm. Yeah.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
But, he had...
And one other thing was...
Robert Fripp and, you know...
Wonderfully sporadic acting career.
Yeah.
You know, he had a great, great small role in The Last Temptation of Christ as Pontius Pilate.
And he played Tesla.
Totally stole the scene, you know?
Yeah, I didn't exactly like him in that movie.
Don't
but,
be a downer.
No, but...
Don't ruin this. God.
But he was in The Hunger. He was really good in that.
Oh, yeah.
And The Man Who Fell to Earth is great. But The Last Temptation, that was an odd movie. I don't know.
Yeah, it was.
And he also played the Elephant Man on Broadway.
He did,
in the 70s.
The last right. What was the Mel Gibson Christ movie?
What does that have to do with Bowie?
Oh, gosh.
Probably a lot.
Controversial, yeah.
Can you do something for me, caller?
Yeah.
Can you sing us a line from a Bowie song?
No, come on.
I don't care. No one knows you.
That melody in the background that you're playing, that Warsaw song.
Yeah.
You know, that's Warsaw written in Polish, because I speak Polish.
Yeah.
And he got the inspiration when he visited Poland in the early 70s.
Nice.
He said the ugliness of it made it a beautiful city.
I totally know what he means.
Ugly city.
Mm-hmm.
Don't
mm-hmm.
you know that the kind of beauty of that industrial kind of...
Sure, I've been to ugly cities.
Yeah, the Soviet era, and then there's some Polish folk singing in the background.
Man,
yeah,
I love you, man.
I love your show, man.
Fabio, tell him, man. We love you, man. You're a nice dude.
We love our listeners.
Yep.
Best station in the world.
Thank you.
You're a good man. Do you like to tell the listeners something nice, man? This is nice music. What are you feeling right now?
Oh, you know, we gotta be in it together. You know, we gotta be in it all together. We're gonna go down in flames, or we're gonna soar.
We're gonna rise. We're gonna rise up, baby. We're gonna rise up.
We have to.
We are gonna. Love you, man.
Take care. Thank you.
Bye. It's strange, like, I don't understand how you missed going to see Bowie in the 70s. I mean, you were a huge fan, and he played in the Midwest, you know, many times. It was just like a timing thing, or you just, you know, were too busy getting high or something?
I don't remember him coming around to
Iowa. Oh, you were too busy getting high.
Yeah. I just got back from Jamaica, man. Check this out. Remember... It was just a few weeks after 9/11, Bowie, mm-hmm. at the Concert for New York, mm-hmm. sang, he just mentioned Art Garfunkel, mm-hmm. sings this beautiful Simon and Garfunkel, mm-hmm. a song. I wanted to share that with the listeners. Check this out.
Hi, friends. Hi, fellow New Yorkers. I particularly like to say hello to the folks from my local ladder. You know where you are. It's... I must say, it's an absolute privilege to play for you tonight. Let us be lovers, we'll marry our fortunes together. I've got some real estate here in my bag. So we bought a pack of cigarettes, Mrs. Wagner's pies, and walked off to look for America. Kathy, I said, as we boarded a Greyhound in Pittsburgh, Michigan seems like a dream to me now. took me 4 days to hitchhike from Saginaw. I've come to look for America. Laughing on the bus, playing games with the faces. She said the man in the gabardine suit was a spy. I said, be careful, his bow tie is really a camera. Toss me a cigarette, I think there's one in my raincoat. She said, we smoked the last one an hour ago. So I gazed at the scenery. She read her magazine, and the moon rose over an open field. Kathy, I'm lost, I said. Oh, I knew she was sleeping. I don't know why. Counting the cars on the New Jersey Turnpike, they've all come to look for America. They've all come to look for America. All come to look for America.
David Bowie has left us. I was down in Jamaica, Fob.
Yeah.
With Kirsten, we.
You heard about it down there?
Yeah. She. Oh, I woke up and she was just like, "You're not gonna believe it."
Yeah.
She said she was lying there, and just, you know, looked on her phone and she was like crying to herself, not wanting to wake me up. And then I wanted. I didn't feel anything right away. Mm-hmm. You know how that can be? Like something that should obviously...
Yeah.
She didn't want to tell me.
Mm.
And then the day went along and we're down there. And then on the way back, we were flying back to New York City and the flight was long enough where they showed a movie. They showed The Martian.
Mm-hmm.
And in the middle of that, they played Starman and I'm sitting between these... two people because our tickets were in separate parts of the plane, and my eyes welled up. It took a while, but it hit you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're right. We were just talking now. You said for the first couple of days, at points you were almost incapacitated.
Yeah, I it really took me by, you know, like, you know, out of left field. They caught me off guard. I woke up in the middle of the night as well. I woke up for no reason. I just woke up, and I couldn't go back to sleep. So I was a little bored, so I figured, oh, let me tool around on the web. And, you know, I pulled out the iPad. And all of a sudden, I see all these emails, and I see, you know, all this news about Bowie. And I'm like, oh, man. And it just, like, freaked me out. Like, the rest of the night, I couldn't sleep. And then the whole next day, I was just obsessing over the whole thing. It was just really weird. You know, it's people, everybody has to check out sooner or later, you know, but it was kind of a surprise because there were rumors going around that he had been ill, but no one knew anything about it really, except for, you know, people very close to him, obviously.
You can see, well, I mean, above and beyond any artistic thing with Black Star and orchestrating it all to the point of his death.
Mm.
Just keeping things out of the tabloids.
Yeah, that's incredible.
In that condition, people want to take your picture. Yeah.
And he's a huge star, and you know he's been able to do that, which is incredible. You know, he's a very private, was a very private person, and it's you know, it's really
phenomenal.
How old's
his daughter?
I think his daughter's 15.
Is she?
I think, I'm not sure. Duncan, of course, is much older, you know, because he's from the first wife.
Is that your phone?
Yeah, it should have been off.
Right in the middle of it.
Well, it didn't ring. It was just a little.
I was feeling you, and then.
And now, now you want to dismiss me.
Yeah, let's take a call. Come on. Hey, everybody. Dusty Show. Is there someone on the other end?
Yes, there is.
We got to smoke them now, man. We got to make a move. We got a tree and not much time before Hardy. Talk about Bowie, man. This is your moment. What did he mean to you?
He meant everything to me.
Everything?
I'm
wow.
telling you, I come from a really small town in upstate New York called Goshen. And for some reason, in the 70s, Goshen was the glam capital of the East Coast. I
really?
I listened to Roxy Music, Lou Reed, Mott the Hoople.
Wow.
And especially Bowie. We just loved Bowie. We even had a glam battle of the bands in our social studies.
Wow.
Mr. Gar, who is no longer with us, dressed in a green leotard with green glitter platform shoes.
Wow.
It was just a blast.
That's
so we
pretty
were just
cool.
really into the guy, and he's just the best. Second to the Beatles for me.
Wow, man. And have you been feeling low this week?
Very, very low. It's a good thing I have my wonderful wife, who's also a big Bowie fan, and we've been listening and posting things on Facebook and getting through it.
You're a small-town guy, a nice guy. I always tell people when there's nothing else to tell them, when things are bad, especially where death is involved, there usually is some kind of silver lining, Fob.
For me, the silver lining is that he's left behind an incredible body of work that, you know, people are going to be listening to for a long time. I don't know about how long, but a long time.
I wrote that on Facebook. You ripped me off.
Did you? I didn't see
word
that.
Word for word.
I didn't see that.
I know you didn't. I can't handle the emotion of it. I keep deflecting
it. It's hard. Yeah.
Comedy, it's immature. Yeah. Caller.
What I was saying before, well, on Facebook and stuff like that, was that, you know, if he had just been remembered for finding all these great musicians, he would be remembered as another John Hammond or another Miles Davis, the way he used all these great musicians.
Oh, yeah.
But come on.
Enough of a legacy. But
you guys, they're coming,
so much
aren't
more
they?
Than that.
We're not done with legends, are we?
Well, who?
Rock stars.
I hope not, but I feel like I got a little older this week.
Yeah. Well, you did. You did. How old are you now? Say again. Did you tell me?
What's that?
How old are you?
How old am I? I'm going to be 56 next month.
56. Yeah, that's when the wheels start coming off.
Yeah. The wheels start coming off. Things
right,
start falling off.
We got a treat.
Looking forward to it.
What's your message of peace and love? Give me a bite.
Well, I think I'll just say, let the children use it. Let the children lose it. Let all the children boogie.
Nice.
Stay fabulous.
All right,
nice.
Buddy. Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Nice one, huh?
Yeah.
This is FMU. Today's FMU. Who are you?
Hello?
Oh, yeah. I had a...
hernia?
I had a Bowie's concert from 76 or 77.
Uh-huh.
I just wanted to tell you guys about.
Okay, go, man, go.
Which concert was it?
La, la, la.
Hello?
I don't know.
Hello, yeah, I had a Bowie concert that I wanted to talk to you guys
what
about from
was,
76.
What concert was it? Turn your radio off.
Bob, don't yell at him.
Come no, on. He's got his radio on. That's why it's taking him so long.
Yeah, but your tone is horrible.
Listen, we gotta move things along here. We can't, like, you know, hold everybody's hand.
Watch how you do this, okay?
Okay.
Sir?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm on the internet, so.
Oh, I see. Yeah, that'll mess you up. Tell
I
us.
I turned the computer down. Hold on.
I can't.
Just turn it off.
Much more. Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
I'm going to dump you. It's coming. I got one finger on the button, baby. I can't take it.
Hello, are you there?
Yeah, that's it. See, I'm getting
oh,
tough.
Oh, man, that's rough.
This is FMU Dusty Show.
Hello, this is Volunteer Rachel.
Volunteer Rachel.
Hi, Rachel.
What have you been feeling this week? You sound pretty young. You can't be that invested.
I'm 39, so I'm terribly young, but I'm in the range of younger. Although I did get to see David Bowie live, which
you
I'm did. Happy to.
Like a late period Bowie show?
Yeah, it was actually the tour with Nine Inch Nails opening.
Yeah.
What I honestly, outside, I think might be my favorite Bowie album.
Listen
interesting,
to that, Fabio.
Interesting. Yeah.
See these young people.
It might be. I mean, granted, that was the album that was for my generation.
Sure,
you know,
sure.
Which is what's I think so awesome about David Bowie. It's going to his show, it's not like I got a recycling of something from my dad's generation, which that happens a lot. You know, got my own version of Bowie.
Yeah. Well, his later output is. You know, there's a lot of it, actually, and I was mentioning earlier that I need to revisit some of that stuff because I'm not as familiar with it as I am with, like, the earlier stuff, which was, you know, more popular in a lot of ways. But,
yeah.
Anyway.
I feel like he
Whoa,
became a lot more, I don't know, unique and more him, whereas in the beginning he was more a product of his influences, whereas later it was just what he felt like doing, whatever he wanted to pick up that was going on in society.
What if you were in an elevator with him? The door's shut. There he is. He smiles. He smiles at you. Seems casual. His posture's casual. Says, "Hi, how are you?" Like, what was that?
What?
I don't know. I just tried to be. But what would you say to him?
I would probably just say, "Hey, what's up?" I mean, you know, having a New Yorker attitude of not trying to deify celebrities. You know, I think I would just treat him like a person, which actually is what I wanted to say. It's kind of strange to me that people have been so emotional about his loss, which, I mean, I'm not criticizing it, but
well,
to me, I think of, like, his family members, and, like, they're really feeling a loss. There's a loss of his artistic output, but I feel like I didn't really know the guy.
Well, what you have to understand is that he was a huge, not, he wasn't just a musician or a singer. He was a cultural icon and a major one at that.
True.
And so a lot of people, especially people of our generation, let's say Clay Pigeon and myself, you know, we grew up with him. And so he was always there. He was like a reference point. It was something that we always, like, looked on and, you know, were inspired by in a lot of different ways. And we're just two examples. There's a whole, you know, world of people like that. And so I think that's partly why he means so much to at least people of our generation. You know, to younger people, it might be a little bit different. They don't have
sense.
The same connection.
You can see that. I have, however, been listening to this Black Star album.
Those two just keep talking, and I'm sitting back here wondering how I can work my way in. Watch it. I'll turn them back. They'll still be going.
Okay. Yeah, and you were saying, what was that now?
I was saying I've been listening to the Black Star album a lot, and I found it not sad, but terribly inspiring that this man facing death he chose to make something that's so great, to just use his energy towards that. I find it, like, the most inspiring thing. I
shaved
my head. I've been, like, debating it, and I was like, screw it, you know?
Yeah.
It probably wouldn't be a great thing.
Uh-oh, Clay Pigeon wants to retake the airwaves.
I'm uncomfortable when I'm not talking.
Turn me up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your message of peace and love?
Live for today, for tomorrow you may die.
Sing something. One line of a Bowie song. One.
Oh, dude, I can't do that. I can't think on command.
How about Blue Jean? I just met a girl in blue jean. Wait, is that Neil Diamond?
No.
What's his blue jean song? Dr. Hook had the Baby Makes Her Blue Jeans Talk. Remember that one?
No.
Baby makes her blue jeans talk.
No, I don't know that one.
Blue jeans, forever in blue jeans. Forever in blue jeans. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Bye.
We'll be back with final calls after this.
You don't have much time.
I know. This is Bowie singing Jacques Brel, My Death, Dusty Show.
My death waits like an old roue, so confident I'll go his way. Whistle to him and the passing time. My death waits like a Bible truth at the funeral of my youth. Are we plowed for that and the passing time? My death waits like a wicked night. As surely as our love is bright, let's not think about the passing time. But whatever lies behind the door, there is nothing much to do. Angel or devil, I don't care. Far in front of that door, there is you. My death waits like a beggar blind who sees the world through an unlit mind. Throw him a dime for the passing time. My death waits there between your thighs, your cool fingers will close my eyes. Passing time. My death waits to allow my friends a few good times before it ends. So let's drink to that and the passing time. Whatever lies behind the door, there is nothing much to do. Angel or devil, I don't care. For in front of that door, there is you. Death waits there among the leaves in magician's mysterious sleeves. Rabbits and dogs and the passing time. Like a shadow cowers. Let's pick lilacs for the passing time. My death waits there in a double bed, sails of oblivion.
seats against the passing time. But whatever lies behind the door, there is nothing much to do. Angel or devil, I don't care. For in front of that door, there is me. Thank you.
Of course. All the girls scream, there's me.
I know, isn't that cute? Callers, there's no more time for calls. It's time for Hardy White. Fabio, thanks for sitting in with me.
Thanks for having me.
You going to give me a ride back to Manhattan?
Maybe.
Awesome, man. I'll help pay the toll. Drop me off in Chinatown.
Okay.
Little China girl.
Okay. All right, man. We'll see you later.
Just you shut your mouth, Fabio. WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Clay Pigeon saying thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you next week, 6 o'clock. Until then, take care and always remember David Bowie.
Something, but what I never say is stay this time. I really meant to so badly this time, 'cause you can never really tell when somebody wants something you want to.
The rain pours down upon my roof, rat-a-tat-tat, like chalky bony fingers on a taut drum or a skull. But it's giant. It's my roof, and I inside run from room to room collecting buckets and calling buckets, buckets, to my dog, who has run in fear from the storm, from the rain. But woe, rain is neither friend nor foe. Rain pours down upon the rich and poor alike. Poor and poor alike. And it's spelled differently each time. And I can't convey that when I'm reading it to you. Oh, hello, friends. I'm so sorry that I have taken this opportunity of being trapped inside in the rain with you to subject my poetry upon you. I'm so sorry. I feel like, well, you can't go anywhere. Say, like a captive audience. Who came up with that? Well, the Marquis de Sade said, I got this idea of chaining someone down in a dungeon and then reading them my erotic fiction. Oh, my word. Because why would they want to be there? And then I went to my first open mic and I thought, who are these people who willingly chain themselves to cafe chairs and say, read me your poetry? I say, well, you know, it's not raining outside. You can leave any time. No, do it. Go ahead. All right. I always have a warning. I want to hold a sign up before any open mic or poetry reading. Now, I'm just telling you. All fiction should be like that, too. It's like, look, I'm telling you. Don't read this or hear me, or I'm going to hurt you in some way. Make you at the very least impatient. But that... giving someone what I call Jimmy Legs of the Soul, restless leg syndrome of the soul. Say, everything is fine, but I just feel like getting up and running as fast as I can. And what is that? If a friend ever make you feel that way, I hope I never make you feel that way. Friend, life can make you feel that way, but I can't run away from life, Hardy White. No, you can't. No, we can't ever run. We want to run away so much. Oh, run into my arms. Well, not figuratively. Say, well, your arms are not exactly ideal because they're smelly old man arms. I realize this. I mean figuratively. Hold yourself like that. Oh, my goodness. Let's do this as an exercise. We're inside on a rainy day. I've lost you already because I'm holding myself. You already see me and you've walked away. See, I'm not going to do this cornball stuff. What are you? Is this some kind of religion or cult or something? Oh, my friend, it's much more than that. It is a religion, isn't it? Just hear me out. No, I'm not here to say anything, or I just want to have a good time with you. We are all human beings trapped in here. I imagine maybe we're in a cave or a beach house. And going, oh, I can't believe it. Beach weekend. That's happened to me. You rent a beach house. And you say, oh, this is only, and one of someone's terminal or something say, well, this is my last weekend, so it isn't like you could do it again. And then it starts raining. And you say, well, it's ruined it. And the person who's dying says, no, nothing can ruin it. And we say, why? And they say, because nothing can ruin this. You don't understand. I have to work something out to make this feel like it's not being ruined. Okay, so what is it? Well, rain is nice, actually. It's soothing and kind of beautiful, and it does make things grow. And if this was a drought right now, we'd be doing a dance and joy for the rain. And here we are, it forces us to be together, just like it does. So, oh, sometimes it's a blessing to be trapped in a mine or something with your coat. No, never. It isn't really. But if you do it voluntarily, like it's a book group. Oh, I like this to be our book club. But what's the book? There is no book. It's a book of pure light or nothing or no light. It's nothing. It's the nothing book. And we just get together. And then what do we talk about? There's no rules, man. We just get together. We do what we do if we were there to talk about a book anyway, which is just get off on a tangent. Oh, life loves a tangent. Rivers love a tangent. And water loves a tangent. It hits that ground and it says, I'm going to make some rivulets. What are they? Little branchy things, little dendrites. They're dendritic. Is that a word? I want to sound smarter than I am. So I learn a word and then I try to make it into an adjectival form. So I sound smarter than. Why is that? Why do you want to impress people? Well, I don't know. Sometimes it's hard to be your humble self and to acknowledge your limitations. Who wants to do that? Maybe I won't be. People won't love me. Love seems to be so contingent, doesn't it? People fall out of love. The children see that. Some people love each other and then they don't. So that must be true of everybody. Go, no, some love is enduring. Like what? Point out some enduring love. I don't know, like some in the wild, like some monkey mama or something. I don't know. A little chimp clinging to a mama made of terry cloth and wire. So only the imaginary love is enduring. Oh, that sounds crazy. So you're saying so fictitious love is more enduring and better, Hardy. What do you than the love of people, which is fickle? I don't know. I'm not here to say anything. I'm just here to sell you a thing that makes spaghetti out of zucchini. That's a thing now. Somebody has started this. It's a trend. Everything is a trend. But making fire was a trend. And making, you see what I'm saying? Cooking was a trend at one point. And these, Richard Dawkins, called memes. Now we have a name. Now a meme is a picture of Richard Dawkins. It says something like, I don't know, something about young boys. Or I don't know what it would say. I'm out of the mainstream because I'm on a tangent. I'm on a rivulet. I am being like water. Bruce Lee once told me, he said, be like water. He told that to a lot of people. I was there, listen. I wasn't there. It was on YouTube recently. And he said to me, from the grave, which is even more remarkable, he said, I can stick my hand out from the grave into your heart, grab your heart, and affect it. Right? And then show it to you, even though I'm dead. I say, man, Bruce Lee showing me my own heart. He said, be like water. And I said, you are showing me my own heart. You know, I can be like that. I can endure. I can get around. I can go around stuff. I can go on tangents. I can go on rivulets. I don't have to try to plow through a mountain. No, no, no. I will embrace the mountain with my fingers of tangentialism. Where are we going? Oh, I'm sorry. Did I at one point offer you something to drink and then not go get it? I feel like I did. And I started talking about something different. And I also feel like you haven't said a word since you came in. And that concerns me in a way. And I think, well, you know, when they tell you how to check for signs of life, one of them is a person, has they said a word? No, but they could be some people are very shy and quiet. There's some children. I've met children say, don't talk to you for years. They go, what is going on?